Okay, and say it one more time, sweetheart.
Joy.
Thank you. You're being shown the right stuff. I don't know what it is, but you are. So as you lessen that activity, there are going to be other activities of inspiration. I don't know what it is. I don't know if you paint. I don't know if you're going to start taking jogging, but I feel very confident that everything is set to go. Like, you've got everything that you need. You have entitlement beyond your understanding. I feel like there's something about your mental processing where that's what needs attention, that's what needs a little bit of relief. And there are going to be alternate occurrences. In other words, oh, I don't know what it is, whether it's like an exercise thing or something, but it's like all set in place. It's almost like your own little, not a life coach, but your own little, you know, we're going to get healthy now kind of person. It's all there. It's all there. All you got to do is say yes. And as you do, every step will really be there. You have opportunities beyond your current understanding. And say your name one more time, please.
Joy.
Thank you. There, I called it first, material harvest. Doesn't get better than this card, completion, 9, completion card. Does not get better. I had the same thing. I don't call them lazy habits, but you know, they just kind of take care of the job temporarily, but then nothing else was getting done. So for me, I was getting stuck on Netflix program, to be honest. And I would use it kind of like a little mini break, which is kind of fine. But, you know, they call it binge watching for a reason. So I really found that it was becoming my downfall, where I almost had this little addiction going on. And not a bad addiction, but on the other hand, when you're opening to higher frequencies and you're busy binge watching a program, the two don't really, they're not really compatible. So Spirit politely informed me that something really did need to shift. It was if I was going to, you know, continue in my process. So I got the memo. But honestly, my love, I ignored the memo for a little bit. I really did. I knew it, but I was like, can't hear you. What? I don't hear you. So you're in good company. So much love, my love.
Makes sense. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, honey. Jenny, how may we help you? Oh, I muted myself. Jenny, how may we help you?
Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
Can I have a message?
Sure. Your abilities are going to start skyrocketing. When I tune into you, it's getting nice and clear. It's really feeling nice. Your self-love's increasing. Good for you. And that's really what's quieting some of the static down. So you're like getting comfortable allowing yourself to hear. I love that. And say your first name.
Me too. Jennifer.
Enjoy the rewards. Enjoy the rewards. You've done the work. You've done the work. You're really learning how to like quiet those monkeys. You're really learning how to approve of yourself, trust yourself. It comes in stages, but it's like looking good. It's looking good. So with this is going to arrive your own special music, your own special rhythm. In other words, your own resources, which, oh my gosh, they're showing me like Annie, get your gun or whatever. It's like you come loaded. You really come loaded. So this is all due to your credit. This is all due to your I don't want to say work, but application. This is due to your application. Have appreciation for yourself. The more you can appreciate yourself, the more you can really honor yourself. So you want to remember, just like with Lisa's message, that part of your suffering, part of the patterns that you're untangling is due to your service call. So the more you can see them is not a negative, but actually a positive, in that it's part of what you committed to, that will support where I literally see you like sitting on top of it, like you have like a pile of laundry, but now I'm going to sit on top of it. So in other words, that higher awareness is kind of in alignment and plowing through. So really, really beautiful. I just feel like I just want to keep complimenting you tonight, because I feel like it's well deserved. And it's like spirit wants to acknowledge it. It kind of like as a motivation, like yes, this is the way, this is the right way, keep going. Beautiful. So beautiful. See if there's anything else, and say your name again, please.
Jennifer.
Keep coming back for more. It's really like you're nailing it, like you're really understanding, like this is the way. Mm. It's almost like you've gone to an Abraham seminar, and it's like, oh, I think I got what she meant. That's what it feels like. Like you're applying, like you're nailing it. Really beautiful. Mm-hmm. And did you have a question?
I do. Some realizations about my son, which I've always kind of known. I'm coming back to the forefront of awareness for, I think, integration with raising him in a supportive way. And so he has a lot of sensitivity and a lot of gifts. And it's also a bit challenging for him to work in societal ways, specifically in regard to like communication and social emotional settings. And this has come to my awareness again over the last few days, and I've been guided to a lot of supportive things. Specifically, I'm asking if there's any ways to further support his psychic knowings and sensitivities in a way that are received naturally. And yeah, that just further support who he is and his path.
One moment, honey. They're saying, well, he is your son. He is your son. And say your name and his name.
Jennifer Maitland.
He's going to test you from now until he moves out. And in a good way, he is teaching you. So as you learn to adapt to his needs, you also learn. So there's a very powerful teaching relationship. They're not always easy. But extremely purposeful. So the more you remember that, that's going to help you in this relationship, that it's not just about raising a son. This is also your spiritual teaching. That will help you. Two, remember, this may not be what you asked, but this is what you're receiving. Also remember that you can work with him. Remember, we complimented you on your new skill level. You have the ability to work with him as far as communicating with his higher self and communicating with him beyond words. So whether it's you surround him in white light, whether you send him love from your heart chakra, you will find that there are times that working with him energetically are going to be equal, if not more supportive than through the front door kind of thing. Okay, so now the question is how to support his psychic abilities. One moment.
Well, now that you're saying that, what keeps coming to mind is I've been guided to, like they showed me a game of like, you know, say you've had three cards, like a blue triangle, blue square, orange triangle, yellow circle. And you put it down, and you would each take turns, like selecting one and then imprinting that image in our mind and then projecting it to the other. And working with building, and I think more for me than for him, but like me receiving him telepathically and also two pictures versus words. I don't know if there's any more about that.
I wish I had done this with my son. Oh my goodness. Let me just put that aside. So more about that. One moment, please. And say your name and his name, please.
Jennifer Maitland.
He's got gifts that are beyond that. So that's fine. I mean, I don't have anything else to add about that. But you think you're in charge, but you're really not. So you're going to have to follow his gifting. But start with that. That's fine. And say his name.
My intention is to find a way. He has a wounding that is similar to mine, and this insecurity. He's so gifted and so intelligent, and he's so sensitive, but he can also be very insecure when like linear, like regular processes of like doing it this way or that way don't work out for him. He gets very frustrated, and I can tell, and I know he has so many gifts and abilities are so much further beyond this physical reality. Well, and I'm feeling this very strong urge to support that.
Okay.
There's gifts beyond that knowing.
Okay. And say his name one more time, please.
Maitland.
Well, he's obviously not from Earth. I have no idea how many lifetimes he's had here, but I feel like he finds it quite confining.
Yes.
When you said Maitland the very first time, I heard mainland. And I had just spoken with someone who lives in Puerto Rico. And when I was talking to them on Zoom, there was a picture of Puerto Rico. Well, the bottom line is that's all I kept seeing. And what I really got from that was sort of like seeing America from the perspective of an astronaut. I think he just finds this whole concept of gravity and linear space and time particularly annoying. He's like
confining, frustrating.
He really,
I struggle with grounding him. His favorite color is red.
He has no use for any of this. And to me, when I tune into him, it's like, as you know how they say we don't really progress in our lifetimes in a linear, like this lifetime we're doing this, next lifetime we may go back to ancient Egypt. That may be our next lifetime. So imagine if your next lifetime was with the dinosaurs. That's how he feels. That's exactly how he feels, like someone put him in with dinosaurs. And how the heck did I get here? That's exactly how he feels. Okay. Now I understand.
It's like I feel this urgency to want to, not urgency, but urge, connect, like really strong guidance to want to connect to the place where he is comfortable, where he has common ground, where he knows, and where I'm just getting comfortable and being in that place. But so obviously a growth opportunity for me to like reach up to that space, but also an ability for us to connect beyond like the physical reality. And so like he, I mean, he, I know he sees colors and chakra healings and he gives chakra readings and he's four. Like I know he can see these things. And once I realized that he could do that, he felt seen, and that was really, you know, important for both of us to connect in that way. But I'm feeling a really big call to find further ways, which would be a stretch for me, but for him, it's his natural space. So like, you know, I saw the picture, like, okay, play with the mind communication, like use pictures. I'm like, okay, but like, I know there's more that I haven't yet thought of, and I don't know if there's any way that you can bring that forward.
All I'm getting really is to follow his interests. Okay. So you're following him. It reminds me of Montessori, like follow the child, follow the child.
Yeah.
Part of the frustration is part of his task mastering. Like in other words, and I understand it, there are so many kids that are these high frequency kids, and they just don't know how to land, because the same thing, it's like suffocating. Like, what the heck, where the heck did I show up? So that's what you're learning. And so as you learn it with him, I feel like part of the teaching is that you're gonna make it a universal curriculum for a lot of the new kids. So that's, he's like your prototype. That's why it's such a teaching, what you're learning. And you may have to do trial and error, but that's why I feel like your skill development is so appropriate right now, because now you have that intuitive ability to really do the research, do the work, where before, so the compliment, again, now I understand why they kept puffing you up. It was like, tell her more, tell him, like, I ready, tell her again. The compliment goes to you, because now that you trust your own intuition, you're going to follow him and respond to him, and almost like what works, what doesn't work. But he's actually going to show you. If you listen to him, he will show you what he needs. He will show you. So your job is to stay open, and to have a lot of patience as he learns, because he actually does need to learn how to function in society, even though it's not his first choice. And that's what a lot of these kids, not that this is going to be him in any shape or form, but a lot of them struggle because it's such a denser environment than they're used to. So this is where you're really going to excel in terms of setting like a prototype. And I don't know if your particular curriculum gets passed around, or just because you're doing it, it's picked up in the ethers and others come up with ideas because they're receiving it from you, but you're a powerhouse. You're a powerhouse. And what you do is going to be distributed. I see it being distributed. It's going to be distributed. Very, very powerful. He's a love. Love. Remember, love's the master healer. So know that his reason for being here is quite purposeful. He's playing two roles for you. He's playing so many roles for you. Have patience with yourself, because he is going to test you. When I say test, it's like, It may be at the most inconvenient time he decides to teach you something. and that's also part of your teaching and part of your mastery. He adores you. He appreciates you more than he probably verbalizes right now. He pre-selected you. You need to know this. Put this in your heart, Mama. He selected you. because he knew you were up for the task and he knew he was going to need all of that love and support and care. So out of the billions of people on earth, he wanted you. So put that in your heart, please. All right,
can I ask one last thing?
Sure.
So there was a book I was guided to, like autism and the God, God connection. I don't know if there's anything more about that book.
I don't know offhand. I'm just asking them to lead you to the proper resources. So a moment. And then I have a cool book story, just because, since you mentioned book. But let me just pray on your behalf a moment. They're saying you're going to write the book. You're going to write the book. Oh, I'm so proud of you. I'm just so proud of you. I'm just looking at your energies in the field. I'm so proud of you. Oh, my gosh. But I did ask them to send you to the right resources.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So here's my cute little book story. So I wanted a book. It's just I don't really read other books, but this one source really was calling to me. So anyway, this book's out of print, and I was like, you can still get a new copy of it, and it was a little bit more pricey than a used copy that they say is in excellent condition. And my concern was, yeah, but it has the energy of someone else, and is it still going to be for my best and highest good? And I was about to ask Spirit that question when I happened to notice the time that I was about to click yes on eBay, and it was 111. So that's my little story. So the universe is always with us, providing us with our answers and solutions. So that's
I knew the book was good, and then I knew my ego was asking the question coming from doubt.
There you go. That's why I felt compelled to share my little universe is always with me story.
So. And why they wouldn't answer that question either. So I appreciate that. Thank you.
Perfect. All right. Indeed. We surround each with light, love, and good tidings. When they're saying to good tidings, it's like the energies that were offered in that beginning attunement. They're like crystallizing. In other words, it's like when I say sometimes like it feels like time released, that's how it feels. Like almost like Christmas where someone hands you a present and you don't open it till you get into the car or something. It's like time released. So that energy is just circulating, serving us. And I literally see like this pyramid of they're just helping us in so many beautiful ways. I'll just leave you with that. so much love. Thank you all for sharing, for joining. We will be back tomorrow at 7 p.m. So much love, everybody.